son, and before he enters the catch hold of him, give him a tight slap and drag him down here. So then, of course, I ran, shot out. You see. I was a good runner, although I was heavy in weight, but I used to run really fast. Mm. You were asking me, but I used to run. Mm. I was an athlete, you know, not this flabby lump. So what happened is, but I ran, shot, and sure enough, I caught him before he entered the gate. And there I caught hold of his wrist, and he gave such a tight slap, you see. Orders to carry out. He says, how dare you come up here? Where are you going? Who are you? All at once, you see, see that I come for Baba, Mehr Baba's darshan. He says, come on, you're not supposed to go up there. Don't you know that there's a sign there, nobody allowed, trespassers will be prosecuted. Come on, come. So I dragged him before he could say anything. He didn't know, he was non-trust, total non-trust. And I was very happy dragging him down, you see. And I brought him, I thought that, well, Baba will feel happy with what I did, with the mission accomplished. So he came. It's so fresh in my mind. Baba smiled and said, how blessed you are. He's telling, he's addressing the man. How blessed you are. You came for my darshan and you were humiliated and slapped. You have no idea how blessed he was. And got him, embraced him and all that. He fell at the feet. He didn't know what's happening, you know. But this is what I still remember. That a man wanting to go for his darshan is being humiliated and being slapped. So Baba says there is no end to the blessings for such a person. Being humiliated in the process of approaching him and with reverence and regard. I remember that. And I was very down. Oh, you know, I said, what a thing that has happened. I thought it was a good thing that to give him this step and drag him. He's so blessed. And no doubt what Baba says, it appeared to me logically also. Mm. Of course, if somebody wants to go and meet the Lord or has come with great devotion and fervor and with faith and then in the process being humiliated, see? I had, you know, my little teaching of the old days came back to my memory. So that's one of the things I remember. And then, of course, we went out on tours and all that. There's no end to all these things, which you all find in the books now. The Wayfarers and so many other things. Now, we went out in
more of the transition to do like a personal attendant.
Yeah, from personal attendant, and so happened that I became personal attendant. Yeah. Just carrying the umbrella was not the thing. Then I became personal attendant, then on tours was 24 hours together, almost together, sleeping there, night watching there, shaving him, dressing him, combing his hair, bathing him, all this was there.
If you didn't believe or didn't have the conviction he was God, how could you let this guy push you around so much?
But we are coming now. That's we are here. And I don't know myself. Really speaking, there's no explanation to it. But I only knew one thing, that discerning the facts about this man who could push me around like that came when it came to me. I was just a blind person, blindfolded me, the blind fear I carried out. But with others I would be very observant and all that. Then you would tell the world about it and all that. And so that comes later on. In the beginning there was nothing, it was all sitting, he went incognito. He didn't say that I am this or I am that. At the time when we had come, you see, this topic was going on at the time when he was being addressed as Sadhguru, as a perfect master. Not a perfect master also, it was at a later stage. Sadhguru, Sadhguru, Sadhguru. Sadhguru Mehr Baba ki jai, it would be. Sadhguru Mehr Baba, Sadhguru Mehr Baba, or Mehr Baba said. Mehr Baba has said this, Mehr Baba said that. But my mother and others, and they were discussing about the circle of the avatara at the time. Amongst the circle, it was the circle, the 10th circle and 12th circle and this circle and that circle and all that. But I couldn't follow all these things. All that I had to do was to just carry out whatever he wanted us to do. So then we went out for things, doing this and doing that, whatever. we say that we did it. I'm not saying about myself, but I'm saying about myself and the rest of the Baba world, that we feel that we did this and we did that. But I am sure, definite about it, we can never do that. Only when He wants us to be by His side, because we have had so many experiences, first-hand information, and seen the scenes that were around Him. The people did come with greatest of longing, wanting to be at His feet, wanting to dedicate their lives at His feet and remain there. Baba permitted them and they were there. One way or the other, because all that it boils down to is that whether He wants us to be there or not. If He wants us to be there, a hook of crook, His villain like Eraj can continue to be there. A saint like somebody is not there. Why? Because He wants. It is His wish, His pleasure, it's like that. And none does anything. We feel that, well, we were of great help to Baba, I shaved Him and I dressed Him and I carried Him and I helped Him and all that. It was just making us feel that we could do these things. Just did this, let us have a little digression if you don't mind. Suppose He is washing His face. Somebody is carrying a soap pot in his hand, somebody is having a dry towel there, somebody is pouring water there, which is comfortable and which is easy for one to be helped in a big circle like that, or just take the water and splash it on his head and rub his soap and all that and just dry himself and be out. Knowing Baba's nature fully well, I know that that would have been the easiest and most comforting and relaxing way of clearing of this little chore of the morning, you see. Yeah. But He would want us to do that, and we feel so happy that we are there of help to Him, and we did this, we did that. It was most cumbersome for Him. But He allowed all these things to get us close to Him, to make us feel that we are of some use to Him, that we do something, you see, that's how we do it. So that's how it is. The years pass by, many years pass by. And then I began to read the board on my own. He would want that I should be there present at the time. He was in seclusion. In the seclusion also I would be near Him. At his bedtime I would be near Him, sleeping by his side, waking up by his side, and so forth. The days went on in close proximity with Baba. And then now we come to the period of 1948, 10 years hence. In 1948 he started telling us, giving us hints about this, him being in seclusion for longer periods. When he said that he wants to sit in 1949, he sat for seclusion in this Dubas and was in strict seclusion, it was known as the Great Seclusion and all that sort of thing. After that, he said that he would want to go out and for relaxation after the seclusion. So I used to drive him. By that time I became the driver also, official driver of the Baba. I was the official reader, whatever you call it, official, the interpreter and all that. But remember that. Always remember this much, that I was not the exclusive one who interpreted. But there were hundreds of them around. I'm not hundred, but dozens of them who would do that. Well, drivers, so many drivers were around me. But it so happened that most of the time I would be there. It was like that. There's nothing special or particular that I was given this job or nothing. It was there handy. So that's how it was. Now, you know the episode about the drowning that took place there. We got ourselves drowned. Then he said that we had to go out on a new life. Well, we went out and we were happy to. I love that life. That freedom that I have achieved is such a unique freedom. We have been talking in terms of freedom and wanting to experience freedom, but there is no freedom as such as people have been shouting about freedom in freeing India and this and that, nothing of the sort. Real freedom is something quite different. The taste of it was given to us about. Really, it is unique. And where we transcend hope, and any hope. The life of real helplessness and hopelessness in it lies with you. Well, that's why we are not concerned about all that side. You think that philosophy will leave aside all that. It can't concern my life now.
Wasn't the new life very hard on you physically?
Yeah, physically. Let us not dilate upon this, otherwise we miss the whole point. So what happens is now that we are in new life, and it's a happy life. Real freedom is there, real happiness. In spite of leading a life of helplessness, hopelessness and all that. And as he said, that even the emperor would envy your life, and it was so. I was an emperor in my past life. I went to somebody who told me that. I remember. So, it is a fact. Somebody told me long back when I was a child. So what had happened, but I really realized that even the emperor, no doubt about that. Now what happens when we return from new life? In the sense, although new life is eternal and we were not supposed to return, but we return. Then Mananash period started. Fine. And there was a little, we call it a recess from the sheer, what you call it, neck-breaking activity. So one day Baba sent me to my house, Bindra house, Pune. He says, go ahead and speak to your father. In the meantime, I completely forgot, I'm sorry. There's one other landmark in there. This is an important thing, and I completely forgot about it. Let us go back to the year 44 or 43, whatever the, I don't remember the years. One day, all of a sudden, while I am here at Narazad, we are in Narazad, 44 it must be. So I hear that the family of my, to whom I was engaged to, the lady, the parents were so disappointed and disgusted with this long drawn engagement. Yeah, I completely forgot to tell you about that side of this. It's humorous, it's pathetic, whatever you call it. But I take it in great humor. It's now that day. For at that time, at that moment, it was insult. So all of a sudden, one morning, I hear from a man who comes with the market in the bazaar. Says, we have been hearing the news that there is a lot of row at Amba Press. Whatever the row is, something happened, we don't know, where Baba's pictures are just thrown in the well. What? Who threw it? That man is telling me. I said, who threw it? He's the father of the girl to whom I was engaged. For what reason do you say? Says, well, you have been engaged for so long and Baba had promised and all that, and what happened? So he has lost faith in Baba and he knows now that it's all past and you have been going away here and there and nothing is happening. What had happened was that there were two people involved in that. The daughter of that man and the son. Son was to marry my sister, daughter was to marry to me. So two people are just kept engaged like that, you see, for 7 long years. And nothing seems to come out of it. At least break the engagement or break the whole relationship and threw the photo in the well. I heard that and I was deeply hurt. Not that I had that great love for Baba, you see, to see that his photos, because it meant nothing to me, even at that stage, mind you, nothing. Photos are after all, photos, whatever. But as I told you, that I was schizophrenic. On one side, was so. So when it concerned me, everything was him. When it concerned others, who is he? It's like that, you follow. So when I heard this, I was terribly hurt about it. I said, for my sake, if somebody's faith and conviction is being lost like that, it's no good. So I went to Baba. And Baba was at the time in Zuma, which is now occupied by Alaba. It was considered to be in the morning, he'd come there. This table didn't exist at the time. Only that room was there at the end where Par Pendu lived. So he, morning time was there, the sleeping room was here. So I went there. This is, I had access wherever Baba was, I could go anytime. So I went there. So I said, but he was all by himself. I said, such a thing has happened. So, and I don't like it. So I have been engaged for so many years and he is very much upset about it, but nothing is happening. And my sister Mary is engaged to that person, nothing is happening. So he lost faith and has thrown this, and I don't wish that we should come in the way of anybody's faith. So, do you want to get married? I said, yes. To get over the situation. So she said, get me a calendar. Just as the engagement was there, so also the wedding takes place now. Get me the calendar. So I got the calendar. So that, I think this is a nice date for you. He said, tell them that this is a nice date for the wedding, and fix the wedding on this day, and we'll all go there. That's how we got married. Both on one stage, my sister, myself, my sister's husband and my wife, they were, we were all on the same stage, we were blessed, and Baba was all the time with us, standing there and watching and all that. And that night, I was, Baba had come for 2 days at a conference, he was there with the women and all, they had all come from Narabar, all of them were there. Manvi were called and all that. It was a nice appearance, very nice and big appearance, happy thing, happy occasion for them all. And for me also, because it was a good feast. But what happened every night, as usual, I was bound for night watchman with Baba. So I was keeping watch with Baba at the time when he was in Aquapress also. So wedding night comes. We are married. Baba embraced us all and all, they're fine. But I led Baba to his cottage there. And Baba says, I'm hungry now, 7:30 or 7 o'clock somewhere. So, who will get the food? I said, I'll get the food. And that was my duty, valid duty. I got the tray and everything was fine. He ate it, he gave me some food to eat. I said, well, he asked me, when are you going to eat? I'll eat it. He said, eat it here. I said, all right. If they ask me there, I'll eat there. So I ate that. It was nice. Everything was fine. When he ate and all that, I made him wash his hands. I washed my hands. And then he said, today is a problem for me. I said, what's the problem now? He said, tomorrow I will be going back to Narabar. The next day I will go to Narabar. But tonight he's going to keep watch. I said, I'm there. But he said, you are married now. You're going to keep watch now. I said, so what? Because nothing registered here. What is this wedding and what is this? Because he said to get well married, I insisted upon it, no doubt about it. What is this? Nothing new in this. To me it appeared like that. This is how my mind works. That's how he wanted my mind to work. How I wish he continued to control my mind like that. But he has left us. So now what happens is, there's a you all right with your wife? So I said, I don't know. He said, call, let us ask her. So she came, she was called, and Baba was very happy with her and all that, embraced her and kissed her and says, I'm so happy. Are you happy, Baba? Asked her. Yes, Baba, I'm very happy. Now are you happy? Baba, then those people, you know, the family, they were so happy and delighted, and they were remorseful also at the same time. You see, that everything happened. Everything was fine. So the wife is called. Baba says, who's going to keep night watch tonight? I urge you to do all these nights. Nobody is today. So she says, why? Yes, can continue that. Can he? Yeah, why not, Baba? So Baba was very happy. Again, she earned another embrace from Baba, and then while she was leaving, he said, by the way, how about you both living your life like brother and sister? Would that be all right with you? So she said, well, as you please, yeah. If you say so, but you don't, if you don't wish, then it's a different matter. No, but what you say is right with us. So Baba asked me, how about you? I said, what you say? It's all right. How about today? What you say now? All right, and today, from today, you are brother and sister. That's how our wedding was. what can we say? That's the life that makes us fast. All right, then, yeah. Now let's go back to 1949. Now, new life. No, new life. I finished. New life is finished. Mananash field is over, and after that he tells me to go back home. This is the first time I'm going back home after 2.5 years, 3 years. 3 years. And he gave me one rupee. He says, you have to take lunch, so you are still in your life, you'll be begging for that. So instead of that, do one thing, you pay them 1 rupee and you earn your lunch back from them. But what to say now? I'm going to my parents' place, I'll pay 1 rupee there. So give me lunch. So that's how it goes. So, but why I'm telling you this episode is, it's a funny thing that has happened. So my mother and my father, they are all very happy. It's but natural. My mother takes me and says, then she asked me anything, and all the time I was talking and letting them know about something, some humorous episode of New Life, and there were many, as you know, about the tales from New Life and all that. So then she then said, I said, how did you all keep yourself? How were you all? And what happened? Mervan is earning now. Mervan was poor. Mervan, the day that he passed his exam, he was put my father into the office. Because of his influence, he was on 60 rupees per month. Eh? So that's how it was. My mommy started learning typing, and she was going out for work, and the rest, and that, and so forth. So, Dadi had passed and all that, and everything was fine at home. My father looked after those, the charges were there, like Baidu's daughter, Baidu's two daughters were there, Baidu's wife were there, and Walubai were there, and so many charges were also thrust upon my father to look after my mother and all that. Everything was seemed to be happy on the whole. My mother told me one episode, she said, but do you know in your absence, what happened was, one day out of the blue there comes a lady and just guess who that lady is. So I started raking my brain and I said, who could that be? Anybody we knew? Yeah, very close to us. So I started telling about my past, old flames. Anybody else? Because they are ladies now by this time. They can, no? So who? She's the one that who purchased our property. I said, she can. Why? What made you come here? She has sold the whole thing. I said, what? She sold the whole thing? Why should she sell the whole thing? So that's why she had come to tell us. So what made her sell the thing? She didn't like the place? No, she loved it very much. But she couldn't have any privacy. What? Privacy? In such a big house, no privacy. How is it? He said, in every room, soon after we left, she said, that she got her daughter's daughter, she had only one daughter and three sons, got her sons married and their family, the wives were living and all that, but they couldn't find any privacy. So what is that? What happened? He said, every time anybody would pass from one room to another room, they would have passed Baba there. So I said, this fine. For them it was no good. They didn't like it. They thought that it was being haunted by Baba. I said, well, then they sold it. I said, yeah, they sold it. All right. That's all. That's why she came. No, then the real news is this. So you remember that you had gone there that morning to them and you set and struck the bargain there and she wanted to buy the house. I said, yeah, I remember that. So she has now felt remorse for having told you the lie. And she had enough money to give. But she felt that before she was that, she had become very old now by this time. So she felt that she came in search of you, first of all. She didn't come to tell you about these things, but she came in search of you, trying to find you out. Why? That she wanted to give the balance amount that she had brought in a huge suitcase. Yeah. I said, did you accept that? She said, no, I didn't accept. Balance amount means the real worth of the house. I said, you've never accepted me? He said, no, no, I do. Why should I accept? And she wanted to be handed over to you. And she wanted your address. And he did not know your address. So then what did you do? So it was a big deal. She was here whole day. He says, give me some clue where I could find him before I die. I must hand over. I feel so remorseful about having told a lie for such a great thing that he did. He just blew it off, you see. So then what? I said, all right, it will be as acceptable to him because it is for Baba. So do one thing, take this amount with you. You don't bring it, don't keep it here. You take it with you and then just do whatever you like in his name. Give it to the poor, feed the poor, do anything, donate somewhere and finish it off. That's how she does it. So that, after that meeting, she passed away.
Means a few lakh rupees, well, that's it.
Yeah.
Hard cash.
Yeah, hard cash. That was how it was. So then, when I returned, Baba asked me anything happened. And I said, yes, yeah, so how blessed is your mother, how blessed you people are, and how blessed is she also. You have thought of such things. It's good that mother didn't accept it. That's what Baba said. So it was fine. And then that episode is over. We went. Then, of course, there came the botheration, you see, about our little bit of tiff between myself and Baba came. And Baba wanted me to go with him in 1952. Soon after this, he started preparing to go to the West. And he didn't want to go to the West. I didn't want to go to the West. And he insisted. And so he eventually said, we'll get out from here. So then I said, all right. I will be, why don't you want to come with me to the West? I said, I'm already so tired. I feel myself quaking all over my body and all that. It's impossible for me. My nerves are shattered. I can't continue like that. So I'll be a burden. I'll be a drag with you. So don't please. He said, I want you to come. I said, but I know that if I were to come, I'll be a drag on you. I don't want to be a drag on you. So I would prefer that to be here with you. Don't want you to be here, then I would prefer not to come, but we are out of picture. This is get out from here. He got up from his seat, he was very discreet, turned his back and went away. So I went to my cabin where he told me to reside there at the town. So I went there, and you all know that story, I told you how it is, you know. So then what happened is that I went there. And actually I started packing. I can't stay there. So when I started packing, the only belonging is the wedding road for us. So we start. So when I see that, I started rolling. I said, but this blanket has been given by Baba, this sheet has been given by Baba, this pillow is not mine, it's not mine, it's not mine. So I left that. So then I said, well, the clothes. So on the page, you see, that reminded me of Baba having given me on that occasion, and this was given. That's not mine. Then I looked towards myself, and the clothes that I was wearing, they are not mine. How can I give these also? They are not mine. So I said, but this is too early for me to go naked like that. So let there be darkness. So then darkness will come, and then I can go naked from here, leave naked from here. And just then, as I was in a dilemma, I didn't know what to do. It was dusk time, getting dark. And then Baba sent a message saying that I want you to eat and sleep here tonight, and the next day Baba will decide for you. Baba wants you to have good food and rest well and not worry. So I just thanked him and I had my meal and slept well. I have good sleep, brother. World will collapse, but nothing mattered. So I slept very well. Next morning, before Baba came, I was handed over a long sheet of type from circular, in which Tengu and I had to go out on a tour of how many months I forget now. Long drawn tour. And tour, and you want to speak about Baba. Without Baba, speaking was not in my nature. I had lost that speech, I had lost my voice to sing, everything was lost. Baba came in the meantime. Have you read the circular, he said, in this hall? I said, yeah, I read it. I want you to do that now, no more excuses. I just kept quiet. Did you hear this? I said, yes, Father. So then you have conducted the daily affair. And I want you to leave on the day that I leave for the West. You go to Bombay and you go. When I go to Bombay, you go on the tour. See, that was settled. So then there were some more days in between that Baba had to go. So then one day he tells me, what are you? You are not pleased at all. I said, it's not that I'm displeased or anything, sir. But the thing is that what will I say? What can I say? I haven't been. It's not in my blood to speak out on a public platform or go out in the country to Pakistan and India and all that and do what? Stand there just like that? I'm not a speaker. I said, what has that to do? What has that to do with you? You are not going to speak. When you get up for speaking, just remember me and say that, Baba, you want me to speak, I'll speak. And you just stand there and what comes out will see. Such things, you know. All right, so he just kept quiet and all that. And he left and we left. And we left and we went on and on wandering all over the country. And that's another story. And we returned. Pendu was sent to help me. Yeah. So we returned. In the meantime, Pendu fell ill. Pendu was still operating upon and all that. I had to do that. We had not to ask for money, not to beg money or anything of the sort. Whenever food is good, it's all right. Take nothing more than that. Railway train fare one could take, bus fare we could take, but no other things. And go and tell them about Baba. What to tell, nothing, but Baba's grace. And that is known as the fiery tongue, I should say. I realized that. The question that was a mystery unfolded at that time. So that's how it was. Day and night, a regular treat for them and for us to hear our own words. To hear our own words is a treat sometimes. So whatever it was so. And that come, you see, Baba, when we returned, Baba had come also, and Baba said, wherever you have been, give me a chart of where the places that you saw. I drew out a huge, long chart, you see, whatever you have. Pendu used to keep diaries and all that. So through that, all this. Baba one day sat on the floor, and looking at the map, and all, he ticks here, ticks there. All the places he covered all over India, we would go there. Where we had gone, so he write to them, inform them, and so that was how he said that to be my fire if you like. And sure enough, he started setting the fire in the hearts of people, and they were ready to accept him. They were there, all of them. Yes, wonderful. Yes. And that part 3 is the culmination of the whole thing, is to show how the mind began.